Thank you for listening to the edited broadcast version of Success in the Evening with Coach Rick Terry. If you would like to hear me live, join me every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. on NLGRadio.com. That's NLGRadio.com if you want to hear Success in the Evening with Coach Ricky Terry.
Thank you for joining us, and welcome to Success in the Evening with Coach Rick Terry. He'll be sharing great music and good discussions about topics that will take you to the next level. To join the discussion, call NLGRadio.com on 202-299-6673. In the meantime, sit back and listen to our vibe as you cruise to your next destination.
Yeah, y'all. Clocks jump forward. You know what that means. Other than you lost an hour of sleep. BB, you're back! There it is.
Ready to be here.
Hey, glad to have you back, but you came in on one of them little flying twos, didn't you?
I did. Y'all, I did.
Grandmama Strong.
Grandmama Strong.
Did you see that little one?
I did. It was just amazing. Amazing, amazing to go there and see that your child has produced a child. That's interesting. I think that was really interesting, but she's precious, of course. And all she did, she slept, she pooped.
Okay, on that note, let's jump to Darren. Darren DePaul.
I slept and I pooped too.
Okay, on that note, we done. Y'all do know we got people listening, right?
Y'all want to know the funniest part?
No, we don't want to know the funniest part.
Like, we don't plan this out with him.
Either one of them.
I promise y'all this is live radio. I know sometimes it doesn't seem like it, like we done wrote it out, but I can 100% guarantee. He just all on his own, just completely by himself, thought of that.
You talking about Mr. DePaul, right? You talking about Mr. DePaul. Nobody wants to know about your habits.
I thought we was going around the table.
Not that kind of way. Definitely not that kind of way. Hey, guys, it's 73 degrees in the DMV, and we want to welcome you to Success in the Evening with Coach Ricky Terry. You know what we say. We're making Monday your new favorite day. You know the deal, y'all. That's right. And if you want to be a part of the conversation today, and it's going to be good today, I promise you. The music going to be on point. The conversation is going to be good. And later on in the hour, we have a couple of people dropping by, giving us some calls, and we are excited about today's program. So get ready for a whole lot of fun, I promise you. And I want to send a special shout out to my LinkedIn family. Thank you guys for supporting us. For what we're doing, what we're trying to get us through here, and right now we're just trying to make sure we put out some good quality. You okay with that, Darren?
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm talking about good quality conversation. You do know that, right?
All right, I'm good with the good quality conversation.
Okay,
there's a lot of hard K sounds in there.
So, how was your weekend, man?
Work. That's all I do, bro.
Just work. The life of a single man.
But look, it's work and basketball. That's it.
Well, y'all going to be playing it in front of empty stadiums, empty fans real soon.
I was told I couldn't talk about it. This is what I will say, though.
Uh-oh.
The young lady that I brought up last week, who was my woman of the month, she has won, and her and her team have won another championship for their division. The Lady Terrapins won the Big Ten championship over the weekend.
Yes.
And the gentlemen are going for, they're actually all, it was a three-way tie across the top of the Big Ten for the gentlemen.
Okay.
So they're not gonna be able to get a championship per se. They have to share one. But one of the things about it is they are going to get a good bid in the tournament this coming week, or this coming month, rather. So we're looking forward to that and seeing what both of them are going to do. So the ladies are going to go into the ladies tournament as a number one seed. The gentlemen, we're going to have to worry about them. We're going to see what's going on. Hopefully, they will be able to get at least the number two seed, and that will give them probably a week off going into the tournament.
Okay, so you putting all your marbles on.
No. I'm putting. If I had to put all my marbles down, it's gonna go down to Gonzaga.
Well, he got about three marbles, so he can't really afford to put them all in one place.
I'm gonna put all three of them on Gonzaga.
Oh Lord!
All three of them. I'm going for Gonzaga. Let's go ahead and put it. Note it now. Who you? Burrow's gonna go for Alabama.
Alabama? No. No.
Look. Like I'm selling her short. Go ahead.
That's
Burrow.
Right. I'm an Auburn Tiger. So.
Oh Lord.
I'm an Auburn Tiger. Oh, all Lord. The way. All the way.
All the way.
All the way.
Oh Lord. I'm surrounded.
I'm just saying.
What? Well, hold on. I'm gonna give some love to somebody that got a nod into the tourney and they and my family and their coach.
Who's that?
My nephew Dexter. Mm-hmm. Dexter, down in Greenville, South Carolina, you and your team, man, very proud of Southern Westland College down there. You guys, you deserve it. You're going to the dance, small town.
All right.
Big dance. That's right. He's one of the assistant coaches on there. Big Dex, we are extremely proud of you, nephew. And Uncle loves you, love what you're doing with the team, and I really love the respect that the coach has for the team. He respects the heck out of that team, and he demands the most. So, guys, there's a lot going on.
Wait. How are you going to skip over that, and we haven't talked to this brother?
Well,
We're going to get there.
He's holding back. He's holding back.
We're supposed to put everybody on the show at the same time.
We got people on hold right now, so let us go ahead and get to the phone. You know, man, we in high demand. Put your hand down. Put your hand down. Speaking of having a cause you care about, there is no greater cause than caring about the human body and what we ask of it. And there's an organization who is helping in the fight. And I'd like to see us do more to help this organization. And I think we can do that now. And she's no stranger to the show. She's my friend. Miss Patty Dash, the executive director of the National Kidney Foundation, serving Maryland and Delaware. They have a big event coming up, and I got Patty on the phone. Patty, are you with me?
I am, Coach Terry. How are you today?
I'm doing supercalifragilisticexpialidocious kind of good, and I'm always happy to talk to you, Patty. By the way,
mutual feeling, sir.
You know what, Patty? Stop it. You're making me blush. Don't do that. I'm on the air. NT Way, you have a very special event coming up in Baltimore, Maryland. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
I would be honored to, Coach Terry. This is going to be just a fabulous event again this year. It's our annual Sante, A Taste of Baltimore. And it's on Thursday, March the 12th at the American Visionary Arts Museum in downtown Baltimore on Key Highway. This year, this event is even bigger and better than last year. We have about 23 of Baltimore's best restaurants, caterers, and chefs, all paired with enticing beverages. Some of the sponsors that are going to be there serving these delicious trays of food is going to be 16 on the Park, B&O American Brasserie, Black Tie Caterers, Blondie Donuts, Giada's, Italian by Giada, Horseshoes Pit Pilsner partnership with Manor Hill Brewing, Little Havana,
come on,
Sandy
Patty.
Bottom Sparkling Rum, Sagamore Spirit, Rusty Scupper. I mean, the list goes on, Coach Terry.
You're hurting us, Patty. I'm already full.
I'm telling you.
And tell us a little bit about why we're doing this, though. Why are we doing it?
Well, the reason that we're doing this is all because of the 37 million people in our country that are at risk for kidney disease, and for the thousands that are right here in our community that are either on a transplant list or about 10,000 people that are on dialysis. I know I've talked about that at length on our previous show that we had done together, where people are going three times a week, up to more than 4 hours per day, sitting in a chair, needing to have this dialysis to save their lives. And so the funds that we raise with this event and many of the events that we do go to support those individuals.
Well, I'm tell you, we are in desperate need of your services and you, your staff, the volunteers that put on events like this. You do it to help other people. And we know you can't do it alone. And so I'm asking the listeners, look, this is an event, especially in the DMV, even up through Philadelphia, this is an event we can get to in downtown Baltimore or down in that Baltimore area, that the proceeds will go to a good cause. I understand you're also having a silent auction as well. Is that correct?
We are. So each year when we do this event, all these restaurants and breweries and wineries that participate are actually competing for what we call our People's Choice competition. So we have celebrity judges like Gina Crash and amongst all these wonderful folks that are going to be there to vote on the food. I know it breaks your heart to have to taste all this food, Coach Terry, just to the vote on who's going to win this award. But we do have entertainment and a silent auction, which has all kinds of wonderful things, trips and dining, entertainment, sports packages, lots of sports memorabilia. And one special thing that we're doing again this year is called hashtag win-win. And these are adult beverage bags that are paired with a bottle of nice wine and a Maryland restaurant. $37 in honor of the 37 million people impacted by kidney disease. Last year, we sold out just after the doors opened. So people are going to want to get those fast.
Well, speaking of selling out, and I know you don't have much time, where can people get tickets to this event?
They can visit our website at kidneymd.org, and you'll be able to, right on the homepage, you can go and click there, and it's $100 per person to attend, and it's just not too late. You can still do it. We encourage you.
I just want to know one thing before I come running up there, and I know you already got me scheduled to come up. I'm going to do some interviews while I'm there, and I'm excited about it. Who's bringing the crab cakes? I don't care if there ain't no crab cakes. We got a problem, Pat.
We don't have a problem, but you'll see. You'll have to wait and see because there's a couple different dishes that just might surprise you. And Coach Terry, you and I talked about if you want to give away a pair of tickets on your show here tonight, we're happy to do that.
Okay, why is Darian DePaul shaking his head like, no, those tickets are spoken for? Yes, we're going to give them away. And as a matter of fact, we're going to give them to a caller, DePaul. So we're going to do that. I'm going to come up with a kidney question during this segment of the show before the hour's over. And I will bring you up to date about it. But Patty, I want to thank you for keeping us in good health, keeping us with great knowledge about it. And I want to remind everyone that these organizations aren't just there, they're needed. And so the National Kidney Foundation in Maryland and Delaware, they're in need. They want your help. And in the process, they're going to give you an opportunity to rub elbows, to network with other people, and to go out and get your food, drink on, okay? It's going to take place down in Baltimore, Maryland. Patty is an excellent person. If you haven't met Patty, she's one of the people you want in your corner. She's an excellent leader. And Patty, we want to thank you for always being gracious with your time and coming on the show. And we're going to be there on the 12th. That's a Thursday. So I'm going to take off on Friday because I'm going to get my full on, y'all. I'm going to get my full on.
Please do. I'm looking forward to seeing you, Coach Terry.
Well, thank you, Patty. And we thank all of your staff and all of those volunteers. And most importantly, all the supporters who's coming out to this event. Guys, Miss Patty Dash from the National Kidney Foundation serving Maryland and Delaware. Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you.
Hey, JT, who was that, man? That was a groove right there. Who was that?
That right there was Give Me a Try by SZA.
That was SZA?
SZA.
Yeah, he's sizzling.
Hey.
That was good right there.
It's in the name.
Brother DePaul, I don't need this from you today,
man.
I was
saying that was so corny.
Bring it, man. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Maybe I made a mistake.
Youch.
That was cool. That was cool.
Ooh.
You did not use this.
Wow.
The C word.
I'm just saying.
Or is that corny with a K or with a C?
Whichever one you want.
Can you spell corny with a K?
Mondays are for everything.
Hey, guys, we want to welcome you to Success in the Evening with Coach Ricky Terry. I hope you caught us for the first part of the show. We had none other than Miss Patty Dash on the line for a good cause, the National Kidney Foundation out of Maryland and Delaware. was on the phone and talking about the upcoming event, the food event, food, drinks, auction, networking, elbow knocking around with each other. And this is what it's about. And having an opportunity to help other people. And before the hour is out, before we get to the top of the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to be giving away two tickets. These are $100 tickets. We're going to be giving away two tickets. Brother DePaul, take the tickets out your pocket, please.
They're there for safety.
BB.
They're for safety reasons.
Give them up. Give them up.
He slid the tickets in his pocket.
Somebody has to be responsible.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, the event is on March 12th, guys. You got to go. I know it's a Thursday night. Go ahead and take Friday off or tell me you're coming in late. And be prepared for the ticket giveaway. Can't wait to do that. But before we can even take a break, we haven't even reached 30,000 feet yet. We got a brother on the line with us who is phenomenal, coming out of San Francisco, who decided to be proactive. And I'm going to let him introduce himself, and we're going to talk about his book a little bit. And we might even get into some conversations that will pull you in it. So if you want to be a part of today's conversation, give us a call at 202-299-6673. Well, I hope you liked today's message. And if you have a comment or suggestion you would like to leave, just hit the record button. We'll listen to it. And if it's something we can play over the air, I promise you we will. Until then, remember, join us every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. on NLGRadio.com. That's NLGRadio.com every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. And you'll get a chance to join in with the flight crew and our special guests. We'd love to have you. And if you're a first-time listener, please let us know. Give us a call. Our call-in number is 202-299-6673. My name is Coach Ricky Terry, President of One Due North, and I am your coach.